son to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth through all generations. This is another great and glorious day that the Lord has made, and certainly we are rejoicing and glad in it. Welcome to day 7 of the 12 Days of Encouragement Christmas Countdown, sponsored by the Florida State Conference NAACP and our illustrious president, Madam Adora Obinweze. I am your host, the Reverend Dr. Rufus L. Wood, Jr. I am the third vice president for the Florida State Conference NAACP and the chairperson of the Religious Affairs Committee. We're so grateful that you have joined us today, and I know during these difficult days and during these critical times in which we live, many are wondering, is there any word from the Lord? And yes, God has been speaking all week and blessing us, and we expect nothing less of the Lord today. Our speaker for today is the Reverend Dr. Hazel Buggs, Associate Minister of the Cornerstone Missionary Baptist Church of the beautiful city of Melbourne, Florida, one of our Space Coast cities. And we expect God to use her in a mighty way to bless us today. So without any further ado, Dr. Buggs, may God bless you as you bless us with the Word of God. Take it away.
Good afternoon, and thank you so much, Dr. Wood. I bring you greetings from Chief Cornerstone Missionary Baptist Church in Melbourne, Florida, where Reverend Dupree Williams is my pastor. I am representing in his stead today due to other obligations. Also representing the South Brevard branch NAACP under the leadership of President James Miners, where I serve as Chair of Religious Affairs. Oh, I do count it an honor to speak on my assigned topic, never give up. Yeah, let me say that one more time. Never give up. Regardless of how hard the fight gets, or regardless of the number of individuals who doesn't have faith in your dreams, I'm here to tell you today, never give up. In all honesty, a never give up mentality is the main contrast between individuals who are effective and the individuals who are not. You see, life isn't about the errors you've made. It's about how often you attempt to make it right. So regardless of how hard it will be, simply continue going and never give up. You see, disappointment is just destruction for washouts and motivation for champs, since victors make a decent attempt after a disappointment. How many of you out there can identify with that statement? You see, never giving up just simply means that you are determined, you have the tenacity to hang in there. Glory to God. See, trust in yourself, however, most particularly, trust in the Lord. However long, know that God is with you. I love Philippians 4:13, where it says, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. You see, one of the things women in particular are told is that we are tough, that we can endure the hard times. And it's true for most because of the Christ that is in you. But listen, if you don't feel good enough sometimes, it's okay. God makes you you're more stronger than you think you can be. If you don't feel strong enough, it's okay. God will give you the strength that you will need. And if you don't have that energy that you think that you should have, listen, God will renew your strength. You see, there is one thing that I want to talk about just briefly, and that's the word fear. Fear has a way of twisting logic. It's the voice that tells you, well, you can't do it, that you're not good enough, you're not strong enough. The voice that says you have failed too many times, so you better just give up now before you fail again. And if you're feeling tired, discouraged, disheartened, disappointed, and you just want to give up, this message is definitely for you today. You see, the Bible has so much to say on this topic, and it calls fear out for what it is. Fear is a liar. Let me say that again. Fear is a liar. There's nothing like the Word of God to bring you back to reality of what you possess, what's inside of you. So I'm going to share with you some powerful words in Scripture encouraging you to never give up. I want to start with Galatians, the 6th chapter, the 9th verse. It says, do not grow weary in doing good. For at the proper time, you will reap a harvest if we do not give up. You see, this is the first verse I turn to when I feel like giving up. It's a reminder that good things take work, and often they take a lot of work. But that doesn't mean your efforts are fruitless. I went over to Hebrews, the 12th chapter and first verse, where it says, run with perseverance. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witness, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that is so easily entangled, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. One of the first questions I ask myself when I feel like I can't do something anymore is, what is the biggest thing standing in my way? That simple question usually entails or uncovers an answer I can work with. The asking alone is a powerful thing. So what's making you want to give up? You see, we serve a God who celebrates endurance and perseverance. Deuteronomy, the 31st chapter in the 8th verse, it says, you're not doing this alone. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you, nor will he ever forsake you. So don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. One of the lies we often believe when we feel stuck is that we are alone in this. You see, God promises that he will never leave you or never forsake you. And just because you are going through a tough time doesn't mean he has abandoned you. God is with you always. Let me tell you what Matthew 19 and 26 says. It's possible, even when it doesn't feel like it. You see, discouragement is strong. If the enemy can convince you that something is impossible, that he wins. It will get you to stop trying. Maybe you have been trying to lose weight for years and can't seem to get the scale to budge. But maybe you've been even praying for your marriage for years and you don't see God working on your behalf. Maybe you've tried and failed so many times, you just can't convince yourself to get back up and try one more time. I'm here to tell you, whatever it is, it's possible. Our God is a God of miracles. Not just miracles that happen in the past, but miracles that happen today all around us. Ask.
Praise the Lord.
Knock. Lean into his strength. Giving up entirely is the only way to fail, my people. Romans 15:4 said, endurance leads to hope, for everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the scriptures, that the encouragement they provide, we might have hope. You know, you can read story after story in the Bible of examples of people who faced the impossible, difficult situations and still made the choice to keep moving forward in faith without knowing what the outcome would be. You remember Job? Job did all the right things but still faced the heartbreaking, difficult situations. And praise God, in the midst of them, God greatly rewarded Job for his faith. And oh, the Apostle Paul, he was in prison over and over again, beaten, shipwrecked, and more. He still chose to praise God and continue his walk. And let me tell you about the woman with the issue of blood. She didn't give up. She heard the Savior was in the area, and she made up her mind. She was coming out of that house, and she was going to press her way through the crowd to touch the hem of Jesus. And immediately, you know what happened. The woman was healed, but she pressed, she persevered, she endured. And Jesus, of course, oh, my God, he's the ultimate example of endurance. He did nothing wrong and still went through adversity, pain, and hardship for all of us. So when you feel like quitting, find inspiration in the Word of God that I've mentioned in the Bible. Oh, my God, the strength you need will come from the Lord. It is in his strength that you can endure and be patient. It is God that will carry you through. And lastly, 37:24, the Lord upholds you. Lastly, it's okay to mess up along the way. Endurance isn't about knowing with certainty that each step you take is the right one. I want you to leave with a quote from the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He said, if you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. And if you can't walk, you can crawl. But whatever you do, hey, keep moving forward. Never give up. God is with you. Oh, my God. Listen, I want to pray with you. I want to leave this prayer with you. Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus, I pray that this word I spoke, never give up, will bless those who's listening today. Father, I thank you for never leaving us on our own, but providing us with everything we need. The goodness of who you are is what pushes us forward and draws us deeper into your strength and your love. Oh, God, Father, oh, God, there are troubling times that we are living in now. 2020 has definitely tested many of your people's faith, but yet has come to make us stronger and drawn to a closer relationship with you. Please give comfort to the bereaved families who have lost loved ones because of the coronavirus or for other reasons of death, but bring healing to those who are sick and looking to you for their miracle. God, bless those on the call today. Grant them the desire of their heart. God, you are the creator of everything. The magnitude of your power and strength is overwhelming. You are the conqueror of death. It means we no longer, oh, we're not enslaved to darkness. We are a new and restored creation in you. Your son, Jesus, paid a price with the shedding of his blood on the cross so that we could be free. So, Father, please encourage the hearts of those who feel like giving up, those who feel suicidal, who feel sometimes there is no solution to their problems, who feel you have forgotten them, that they no longer matter. Heal the brokenhearted. Renew their strength because you are the only one who can bring us back to the reality of your endless love, your mercy, and your grace. Oh, God, thank you for sending your son, Jesus, into this world to redeem us back to you so that those who accept you will live with you forever. May God bless you all. Merry Christmas. And never give up. Amen.
Thank God for the message and for the messenger. To God be the glory. Thank you, Dr. Bugs, for allowing the Lord to use you in such a marvelous way to encourage and to inspire us. I think of the Negro spiritual that says something inside of me that keeps telling me to go ahead. I'm encouraged, and I'm sure others are. Dr. Bugs, there may be persons listening today who would like to make touch with you, and will you please share your contact information?
Thank you, Dr. Woods. Again, my name is Dr. Hazel Bugs. My email address is very simple, hazelbugs, H-A-Z-E-L-B-U-G-G-S, at gmail.com, or you can call me at 321-794-4623.
Amen. Now, we want to say thank each and every one of you for listening today, and many of you have supported us for the past 6 days, and so we want you to continue to support us. Now, we also want to say that the NAACP is sponsoring this 12 Days of Encouragement, and we are still fighting for freedom, justice, and equality, and we need your support. We've been fighting for 111 years, and the struggle continues. So if you're not a member, please join the NAACP. You can go to NAACP.org. It will help you to locate the nearest branch to you, and we hope that you will join. Membership is $30 per year, and we would hope that you would consider joining your local branch. And we need willing workers. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Now we want to ask you to please join us tomorrow. Please remember, on tomorrow our time will change. We will be here at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time and 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time because it is our Lord's Day. Our speaker will be the Reverend T.D. Bulger of the Greater Peace Missionary Baptist Church of the beautiful city of Fort Walton Beach. God bless you. Thank you for joining us, and we do hope and pray that God will be with you through this day and you will have a blessed day.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Cause victory is here, kick defeat out the door. Ready for overflow, 'cause I'm getting